This is Worldviews. I'm Suzette Gorlot. Joshua Landis, we're obviously going to need to talk about Syria and what's been going on there this week. It is clearly an issue that's moving very quickly. But just a quick recap, there was what appears to be to have been a chemical weapons attack perpetrated by the state, Assad, against his own people earlier in the week. And then a lot of response from President Trump and others, you know, regarding that initially, but then more hardline position. And now, of course, a U.S. military response in Syria that we saw happen yesterday. So can you give us some of the background here a little bit about what we've actually seen happen and what we should be looking forward to from here?
Right. There was a sarin gas in Khan Sheikhoun, which is an Idlib province, which is dominated by al-Qaeda. The Syrian government bombed an area. Gas was released. Now, the Syrian government is very adamant that they did not do this, that al-Qaeda has launched a false flag operation. America says the Syrian regime did this. We have a high level of certainty. They launched 50 some odd Tomahawk missiles that have hit an airbase in Syria, destroying a bunch of planes, pockmarking the airfield.
They suggest that's the base from which the sarin gas attack had been launched. Is that why they targeted that one?
Punitive strike. It did not do a lot of damage. Six people were killed. It didn't do a lot of damage. Of course, this airbase is being used by the regime to fight a lot of different forces, both ISIS and the rebel forces in the west of the country. It's a demonstration that the red line that President Obama had laid down in 2013, which despite all the criticism was quite successful, nerve agents had not been used in Syria since 2013 when Obama laid down this red line. So this was a real challenge for the Trump administration because here were chemical weapons being used in Syria and he had to uphold that red line. And he had to do it in a way that would significantly raise the bar from what Obama had done because he and many other Republicans had been so adamant about criticizing the president for not using military force in the first place. So here we are. He's raised the bar, but I believe that he's not going to want to go further than this.
Well, because that's what I was going to ask. What happens next? I mean, a lot of the analysts are military analysts are suggesting this can't be the end of it. There has to be something more that happens beyond this, but you don't think so?
No, I don't. Regime change, which many people are calling for, particularly, oddly enough, now in the Democratic Party, regime change would be not good for America. It wouldn't be good for America precisely because it would suck President Trump away from his war on ISIS, which he said he wants to focus on singly, and get them involved in the Syrian civil war. There are about 15 million Syrians who are dependent on the Syrian state to provide them with an hour of electricity a day, and that's the most Syrians are getting. School system, which still works in the government areas. And I'm sending money to a few different Syrian families in Damascus who've migrated from Deir ez-Zor and other places because there's no schools in much of Syria. And they have to send their kids to college and to school, and they're desperate. To destroy the Syrian state at this point, America would have to be able to move in and continue all those government services that are still being provided, even at such a terrible rate. So I don't think Trump wants to get sucked into the Syrian civil war any more than President Obama did. And he's going to want to go back to focusing on ISIS.
Well, I have to ask, of course, in the last few seconds we have about Russia, because Russia is clearly very involved in the Syrian conflict. Some have suggested that Russian jets had been flying out of that base as well. What's the Russian involvement in all this or Russian response? Have we seen anything? Are we likely to see anything from the Russians about this?
Well, you're absolutely right. Russia is very implicated in this because they were the guarantors of the 2013 deal. The United States is looking at Russia saying, your client broke this deal. It's your fault. Russia is adamant that Assad did not do this. So they're sticking to their guns on this. We'll have to see how that plays out. But much more importantly, the U.S. and Russia have a lot to cooperate about in Syria. Destroying ISIS, al-Qaeda, stability in the larger area, war on terrorism are all things that they have in common and interests they have in common. And this is clearly going to throw a spanner in the works on that level of cooperation.
All right, Joshua, I know you've been very busy over the past few days. I'm sure you'll continue to be, but thank you for being here with us today.
Pleasure.